has been a very difficult time for me, and I'd like to thank all those people that have expressed kindness and support for me and my family for the last 18 years. I would also like to thank the jury for their verdicts today. However, despite these verdicts, today is not a cause for celebration. How can I celebrate when my son lies buried? When I cannot see him or speak to him, when will I see, when I'll see him grow up and go to university or get married or have children? These verdicts will not bring my son back. How can I celebrate when I know that this day could have come 18 years ago if the police, who were meant to find my son killers, felt so miserable to do so? These are not a reason to celebrate. All I now feel is relief. Relief that two of my son killers have finally been caught and brought to justice. Relief that these racist men can no longer think that they can murder. Can murder a black man and get away with it. Relief that despite the defense being able to raise issues of contamination, the jury saw through it. I feel relief that, to some extent, I can move forward with my life. But mixed with relief is anger. Anger that me and my family were put through 18 years of grief and uncertainty, not knowing if or when we'd ever get justice. Had the police done their job properly, I would have spent the last 18 years grieving for my son rather than fighting to get his killers to court. Anger that despite the police saying that this case was so important to them, the exhibits were treated in such way the defense could suggest contamination. This result shows that the police can do their jobs properly, but only if they want to. I only hope that they have learnt their lesson and don't put any other family through what we have been put through. The fact is that racism and racist attacks are still happening in this country, and the police should not use my son's name to say that we can move on. Now that we have had some sort of justice, I want people to think of Stephen other than a black teenager murdered in a racist attack in Southeast London in April 1993. I know this is a fact, but I now want people to remember him as a bright,